The monk looked more carefully at the immediate environs of the rock wall and noticed that, though not exactly in a cave, it was nevertheless protected by a large overhang and was well sheltered from the wind and rain. Odd, though, that it should have managed to last so long. Odder still that it should appear not to have been discovered. Such cave paintings as there were all famous and familiar images, but this was not one that he had ever seen before. Perhaps this was a dramatic and historic find he had made. Perhaps if he were to return to the city and announce this discovery, he would be welcomed back, given a new motherboard after all, and allowed to believe... Believe what? He paused, blinked and shook his head to clear a momentary system error. He pulled himself up short. He believed in a door. He must find that door. The door was the way to... The door was the way. Good. Capital letters are always the best way of dealing with things you didn't have a good answer to. Briskly, he tugged the horse's head round and urged it onward and downward. Within a few minutes more of tricky manoeuvring, they had reached the valley floor, and he was momentarily disconcerted to discover that the fine top layer of dust that had settled on the brown parched earth was indeed a very pale brownish pink, particularly on the banks of the sluggish trickle of mud, which was all that remained in the hot season of the river that flowed through the valley when the rains came. He dismounted and bent down to feel the pink dust and run it through his fingers. It was very fine and soft and felt pleasant as he rubbed it on his skin. It was about the same colour, perhaps a little paler. The horse was looking at him. He realised, a little belatedly perhaps, that the horse must be extremely thirsty. He was extremely thirsty himself, but had tried to keep his mind off it. He unbuckled the water flask from the saddle. It was pathetically light. He unscrewed the top and took one single swig. Then he poured a little into his cupped hand and offered it to the horse, who slurped at it greedily and briefly. The horse looked at him again. The monk shook his head sadly, resealed the bottle and replaced it. He knew, in that small part of his mind where he kept factual and logical information, that it would not last much longer, and that without it, neither would they. It was only his belief that kept him going, currently his belief in the door. He brushed the pink dust from his rough habit, and then stood looking at the rocky outcrop a mere 100 yards distant. He looked at it not without a slight tiny trepidation, although the major part of his mind was firm in its eternal and unshakable belief that there would be a door behind the outcrop and that the door would be the way, yet the tiny part of his brain that understood about the water bottle could not help but recall past disappointments and sounded a very tiny but jarring note of caution. If he elected not to go and see the door for himself, then he would continue to believe in it forever. It would be the lodestone of his life. What little was left of it, said the part of his brain that knew about the water bottle. If, on the other hand, he went to pay his respects to the door and it wasn't there, what then?